different topics in the we'll go through some of the Hechas Hashanah. I think the Hashanah we did recently, if I remember correctly. No? We didn't do the Hashanah recently? I think I did. Okay, so first stop for we'll start first. I guess we'll focus a little bit first on Shachanis. Fine. So Shachanis is, it's a big mitzvah of the Shachan. It's a chesed. And a lot of times it comes down to Tivuch, Shachanis. The halachas are very similar. Tivuch, Shachanis, they're similar halachas. Like, especially by Tivuch, everyone always thinks, like, there's no reason to pay them. And, what they do already, Shachar Maso, like, so much money, it's not so much work. But it's not as easy as you think it is. I'm glad I'm involved to pump down on the Shidduch now. My son thought of a Shidduch for a friend of his, whatever. So, like, I said, okay. It ends up being a headache. I'm saying it's against a job. But anyhow, Ibnizvi, I'm saying if somebody does a job, then about they have to pay them. So you do a story with Chazon Ish, that somebody didn't make children for 10 years. So Chazon Ish asked them, did you pay the Shachan? And he's like, oh, I never paid the Shachan. And, he paid the Shachan, and afterwards he was zeichet the children. So therefore, when it comes to Shachan, people all spooked out to make sure to pay the Shachan, but metavchim already, same exact thing already, metavchim is always the fight. So I come on, the Iker, Chiyav to pay the Shachan is basically, he did it work for you, it's Sigur Spayelim, either you hired him, or if he didn't hire him, he gave you a name, and that's the mechayev to go ahead and do it. So, shalagis, let's say the person didn't do it with das to get money. For example, there's a mice like this. That a guy went to play a joke on his roommates. So he told him that he read a shidduch to Rifki Smith, and, whatever. The girl, who... Specifically, like a girl, people know about it. And he said, his mother read a shidduch, read him to Rifki Smith, and he had a date on Tuesday night. So the bacha went to the house, knocked on the door, and, the mother opened the door, he goes, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm supposed to go with your daughter tonight, what do you mean? So she's like, oh, hold on a second. So she runs upstairs, tells the daughter, calls the father comes down, brings the bacha in, schmoozes with him, and let me see, he liked him. So they went out and they got married. So now came along the friend and was Teveya Shachanis. So the shaila is, does he get Shachanis or not? So this is Tami Yisrael Chayis Mishra, which comes up. That you only. Another similar story is that this happened to my sister. That the way Shachanis came about was that my brother was on Chavrusas or sitting next to my shvagas brother, and they both in shidduchim, and they throw the idea I have a sister, you have a brother, yeah, why not? Let's try it out. And another shidduch went through the night of the vart. So his brother came up to my father and said, shachanis. So my brother was like, hey, that's the one shachanis. So the shaila is, does my brother ever have to get shachanis? So there's a klal chishmish with that. If you do a pula, you didn't have das to get paid for it. It wasn't a das. You just did a chesed for somebody. It wasn't a das to get paid, so you don't have a tefillah in mamonos to get it. And so it wasn't a das. It was more a petur chesed, or more petur something else. You wouldn't have a tefillah. You would not have a tefillah in chesha mishpat. So back to the two stories. So first story, the guy paid a practical joke. He would not have a tefillah. It wasn't stam petur sachem. It was more petur joke. Pumped the guy that got married. Also by my brother. So it came out that his brother had a right to get shachanis. And my brother didn't write Shachanis because that his brother did Petur Shachan. He had mind to be Shachan when he did it. So but he had to feel the Shachanis. My brother didn't, so therefore he didn't have the right to get the money.
You have
to use the Shachan. So we'll get that soon. And when it comes to Kroivim, there's the whole Shachan. Can a Kroiv be a Shachan? Or a Shachan has to be somebody else. So it's Pashit that this also happened, that a guy wanted to go out with a southern girl, so he called himself, and he read the shidduch. Oh, this is a great bachar, his name is Eliezer Marburger, and he's about to get bachar, and whatever. Kept calling, convincing him, and he just did the whole thing. So, yeah. So it was pashit that, when it comes, that the shidduch happened, that he doesn't get shachanis, because the baldar is not a shachin. When it comes to craving, the shadows are craving considered a shachin. Basically, the shidduch coming out, that if the curve did al-das to get paid, then echnami is a shachin. But if he didn't do al-das to get paid, then he has a din of like a baldava or a chesed, and they would not get paid. Okay, now in terms of how it works in terms of, you have a couple of them shadchanim, one person gives a name, one person starts, one person finishes. Sometimes, you know, shidduch needs a lot of help along the way. This one steps in, that one steps in terms of how it works. So the Pesach says basically, the minhag in most places is that there's something called a maskil, the one who started the shidduch. Then there's somebody who's like the emtsoi, somebody who does the in-between, and then there's a gomer, there's somebody who finishes off the shidduch. So maskil is basically the person who started the shidduch off. If you went over to somebody, you read a shidduch, and both sides, one side, and because of you, they went out, you have a din of a maskil. Sorry, we'll get that in a second. If you caused, if you started the shidduch, you read it to one side, or both sides, so we'll go a second into one side, you're the cause for them to go out, so therefore you're the maskil. You're the haskil, it's the shidduch, and that's a maskil. I'm sorry, is somebody who would take over in between, and do all the work in between, and Gomer is the one who causes the finish. Sometimes they don't have a hard time finishing off, and you somebody step in, that's considered the next of the Gomers. If you have all three of a maskil, I'm sorry, and Gomer, so the way it works is that you will be third, and third. One person started it, another person took over, one person gave the name, one person shachin, whatever, and that, and it wasn't going, and you need one person to finish it up, then it'll be a third. In most cases, normally there's just a person who gave the name, and then somebody else does the rest. That's normally the standard thing. So the luck is that if you just started the shidduch, and somebody else did all the work back and forth, and it was because they went out, and everyone else did all the work in between, so you'd get a third, and the minute is the person who does the rest, we get two thirds. That's how you split it, two thirds and a third.
If the Mtsoi Zosh Gomer is just somebody who plays middle between both sides, scheduling the next.
That's the way it is. Honestly, my son just now, his friend called him up. Went to get some names from names from him. So he thought about it. He thought of a certain Sinabacher, you know, for this guy's sister, and then he went like a couple weeks later, to write it to the boy. So the boy said, I already heard the name. Notice they got somebody else to read it. And I guess my said the shidduch went through. It went through. So now the shiloh was, and there was no work in the shidduch at all. It was nothing. It was smooth sailing. It was nothing. Just a phone call. No, it was nothing. Now the shiloh was how to split it up. So based on what we said, what would it be? What? It'll be a third and two thirds, but over here it's only a third from one side. Because he told the girl's side. The girl's side went, got a shadchan, and read it to the boy's side. Afterwards, my son went over to his friend. He said, we heard the name ready. So he wasn't the masculine mitzvah the boy's side, he was only the masculine mitzvah the girl's side.
The boy was going to go out just mitam the other shadchan. Meaning if that masculine then is the, if they heard the name from somebody, then only because of the other person.
So I'll get that in a second. And in this case, he never heard the name from my son. So therefore, my son wasn't even a maskil on the boy's side, was only a maskil on the girl's side. So at most, you could get a third from the girl's side, and from the boy's side, there's nothing. There's nothing. Now there is a vikuach, can you be a maskil on one side? Is a maskil when you do both sides? Then you get a third. If you only do one side, is that called a maskil on that? That is different approaches in different badidinim, different rabbanim. Do you say pshat a maskil is like, you made a connection between the two, that's called maskil? Or maskil could just be even a name or not.
So even if the maskil does more work?
Even if it does more work. That shidduch, I'm saying that shidduch, the person who did it did nothing. Just called up once the boy's side, and then they said yeah, and then just like, well, I saw four dates, four times back and forth, and I was like, mamash did nothing.
They would have a schuss then on two-thirds.
Two-thirds, the whole thing from the boy's side. The girl's side, that was a shayla. Do you pay, does the son get a third because he's a maskil? He's not even a maskil, being they only did one, They couldn't pay both. They pay full to the, that person couldn't pay full to the shadchan, and they gave my son a little more than a third. They gave him a third.
Why should the shadchan have a schuss on two-thirds if the other person did more work?
I mean, more work. The luck is if you started, you get a third. That's the, it's a minhag. These are the minhagim. The maskil gets a third, and the one who finishes it gets two-thirds. Sometimes it's very complicated. Sometimes two people write a shidduch. They don't know who, when, where, who's the cause of the person to go out. Sometimes one person can drop a name. No. And then another person comes along and convinces you. So then, I have my apartments a lot of times, right? One person tells you about an apartment, and you don't even look at it. And then somebody else tells you about the apartment and convinces you. And then you go ahead and see it and you take it. Then the Elisha comes along and goes, I told you about the apartment. So the Ikar Halacha is, if it's nothing to do with that guy really, it's nothing to do with that person that the whole thing started. The only reason he's taking it is because of the second guy, not because of the first guy, Sanan Khanami. Then he would not have a schos to get Tivach. If it's because of the first guy, that now you're interested in the apartment, which I have sometimes. The guy has the apartment you're interested in, and then somebody else tells you about it. If it's because of the first guy, then that guy would have a schos to a third. So sometimes it's not clear. Now, this is very important. Maybe we're in the coffin, we're discount. That this thing we say is a maskal, I'm saying, glimmer, that's only how you split when they're different, couple different shachanim. If it's only a maskal, that's all he does, and no one else does it, it happens by itself, you're right to get full. And this happens all the time by agents. Agent comes over to you and tells you about a partner. And he does nothing, absolutely nothing. Tells you, vote in the three, second floor, you go there, you knock on the door, you look at it, you negotiate with the Valdira, you get him down, up, down, isn't that? Zero. All he does is tell you about the apartment. Well, nicely, he has right to get his full, what's it now? What agent charge? Whatever it is. Huh? A month rent. And if it's buying, it's like 2%. So we're talking about what the apartment's going for there? 3-4 million. So what's 2% of that? It's a lot of money, right? 80,000 shekel? Just what? Well, 80,000, right? If it's 2% of everything. So I just told you, we will live in the three. Did nothing. A lot of times, even the price, like he tries to get you up higher, right? The rule is, whatever price they're asking for, they're always like leaving leeway for like 5-10%. They always put the price higher. I'm like, yeah, see. No one wants to feel like a fry, you pay full price. Let's just trust 4 million shekel. It means they want 3.8. That's what it means. Yeah, because no one wants to feel like, everyone wants to feel like, they got a bargain or whatever. So you negotiate the guy down a little bit and. So whatever they're asking for is always a couple percent. It's not what they're expecting. You just always put it higher a little. And if guys buy it, it's even better. It just moves the price up. And whatever. People don't care. People don't care. But a lot of times the mice is like, they say, agent Bechlau was telling me a higher price. I got the guy down lower than even the agent. And I shouldn't give any money. But because you got the apartment, you got it. But shit can happen once. The guy said, well, the shidduch and a great girl. And the family's giving me 2 diras. Because I sold the grade, but 2 divas, yeah. So the kids there, they get married and like shundava, wasn't even one. My son told me this, soon as Shaq is gonna call up, don't believe a word he says. It's like nothing even like close to being the truth. Okay. But so in that situation, nicely did it work. Pickers of marriage, right? Married, so even though he like maybe tricked her on the divas, about in that situation, then about he would have to, he'd have to pay him the shidduch.
Even if
you
went out to get the dears?
Yeah. It's a marriage. It's not a business deal. What do you say? It's a marriage. It's not a business deal. They must help. I say, But, the way he's supposed to pay the shadchins, so nafkamina is if the shidduch breaks off. So about they get married and during Shabbat brachas they break off about too late, right? And everybody gets paid. So it's brought down Shabbat at different times. The minhag, you pay by Arison, you pay by the suin. The mice of the minhag is you get paid by the Arison. As in the minhag now is they get paid by the engagement. So therefore, even if the shidduch gets broken off, kapshuta, if the whole thing was a tayus, like, you found out after that, wherever you found out, so that maybe it's not a schos. But if it was just like the shidduch broke off or...
He didn't make a shidduch.
He made a shidduch. They got them engaged.
Why is shidduch not getting married?
So the minhag gets paid by the arison. That's called the pula. You give him the that they agreed to get married. So now, right, the whole thing was a toyus. Some broken engagements are toyusim, right? You find out, the person has, whatever it is, some sickness. So you break off, seder. So the whole thing was a toyus. But it's not a lot of times, it's a lot of cold feet or whatever, or they felt they got forced, whatever the stories are, I'm saying. But if it's stam like that, then I've had about some, they would have to. They'd have to pay. How much you get paid? That's like minhag makom. Different. There's you get paid kafi the minhag makom, unless you stipulate that you want a higher price. Such a chum, they know they're high end shachanim, they charge more. But otherwise, you get whatever the minhag makom, and that would be the standard.
Makom of the shachim or the makom of the.
So it's weird. He does the work. Nachum, what was that shad again? Let's say make a shidduch with one. Let's say a girl from Australia with a boy from America. So now, in Australia, let's say they give $1,000. America's $1,500, right? So you made a shidduch with somebody from Australia and America. So how much are you going to have to pay?
Aside from their
So which way? Nishtoy, you're going to pay?
So
it's Nishtoy, you're going to pay how much?
1,000.
And American, you pay?
1,500.
It's going to be fakert. Because for the straw, we did do the work. For the straw, you did the work in America, right?
Where's the shell?
Australian did the work in America, right? You're crazy the boy. For the American, he did the work in Australia. So, you know, it could be fakert. That, you know, it's like we did the pool. The pool is where you did the work. For them, you did the work in America. For them, and the be fakert. Fine, so that's with, and there's a din also, you know, you have to, there's a mitzvah to pay on the day of the Arison, and there's a din mitzvah, you have to take a sari. Happen again? What? Huh? No. Oh, and the engagement, you know, is when, you know, not the tenoyim thing.
What?
I think they pay by the tenoyim, yeah. They pay by the, that's accepted thing. Now, the Chavos Chaim is very stark that a shachin is a miyayetz. And therefore, if you read somebody's shidduch, which maybe the person wouldn't want, or something along those lines, he says that's a definitively the mechshol, and it's a shenei genes. And he's very stark, benigeo, who and what your letter read a shidduch. It's not so posh, you have to know how a person looks at it when a person gets read a shidduch. They look at him as a person who yates them, or a person's doing it as. So it depends. If it's a professional shadchan, then echanami, it's. And echanami, then it's like a person doesn't look at it, but if it's a friend, it's like kind of echanami. Yeah, so Shai comes up in terms of reading Shidduchim when there are issues. Let's say you have a first cousin, and you know that there's certain issues over there. Are you allowed to read the Shidduch? Or let you read the Shidduch or not? So this gets involved, I think we discussed in the past, the stipler in Yivamas, by Mechatois by Shidduchim. The stipler in Yivamas, in the famous stipler, it says a shigal there like this. There's a mice that somebody's father was a goy. Somebody was a shiloh. So his father was a goy, you kosher, apostle. So Sunamar said, if somebody's father's a goy, you kosher, and you wanted to get married. So the guy said, okay, give me your daughter. He goes, I don't want. Not good yichas. He goes, what should I do? He said, no one really wants to get married to me because if I was a guy. He said, go to some other far land. No one knows who you are. Just get married over there. It's in fact a stipple. So over here, no one wants to marry you. Right? So why are you allowed to go over there and trick somebody in order to get married? Don't tell me yichas and get married. Also came in the Rav, I'm like, I gully, either go to Gullus, go somewhere else, and no one knows you, or not so that's enough. You have two choices, either marry somebody the same issue as you, or go somewhere else, and go to Gullus, and no one knows you. It's like the stipler, what's at the, mom, what's happening over there? I'm like, no, I'll tell you, you're tricking somebody. So the stipler says, I say the halacha, but in the mess, he says, the gather mechach tois, by shidduchim is different than the gather mechach tois, when it comes to Chesha Mishpat. Chesha Mishpat, I'm working at the store, and I opened with Gemara Yivamas, and Daf Hey is like bent a little bit, so why take this one, take that one? Same Gemara, so take the one which doesn't have a pagan. We know that people, there's no, every single person is a word, I'm a finance man, there's no two people who are like you, every single person is different, it's multifaceted. So therefore, the Gedda Mechit Toyas, he says by Shidduchim, is if B'diyavi you get married, and you just like walk out, then Echanami, and that's what I know, that's Gedda Mechit Toyas. But something which, okay, once you get married, oh, you find out, okay, if I was a guy, not so pleased about it, but no. He said, that's not considered mechatois, and you would not have to go ahead and say. So based on the stipler, a lot of people use the stipler for all sorts of issues, not to say, based on the stipler. The stipler suffers a lot of the maisa. But the Yash is very misnagy to the stipler of Rebbe Shtag, Rishon Zalman. Rebbe Gedolei Yisrael hold that you have to say at some point. You don't say before you go out, because before you go out, nothing starts, right? And Shabazaman and the Vayashim and others all together is that if you go out, let's say, two times, know the person, and then you're dealing with a person, it's not a person on a paper, it's not a resume, and they see your mailers, then you have to say, oh, by the way, by the way, the person, I have, say, diabetes or something, whatever it is. So then, that's when you have to, then that's what you say. It's pretty mukubal and klai, so that mahalach, that after the second date, a person would have to say, and before that, not. There are some people who go with the mahalach as stipler. It's definitely a dangerous mahalach, because that was such a way to start off a marriage. It works like this. If you trick a man, so he didn't tell him, unless he finds a wife has diabetes, so just be like, is it worth it, not worth it, whatever. If you trick a girl, like, no, marriage based on trust by the woman, I'll never forgive you. But kids are, it's pretty much about okay, so now like this type, I'm not saying, you know.
Do you have a different child anymore?
It could be the only, I don't, whatever. It happens in Razan Chemin on the Smicha test. Which Smicha test is on? He used to have an instant Smicha test. Like, it's more like to bring out things. So he asked this question. Maybe on the Gavis test? Not sure which one it was. Maybe it was on the Gavis test, or like bring a raya if somebody is, or maybe, but maybe he's a chilek between someone like Yichus, unless you never find out. Maybe that could be a chilek. You can never find out. Find the El Mamas. Okay? No. No. But something which you gotta find out, maybe, Ula Yish Chalek. But, yeah, how are we going? Yes, when you get ready and your cousin is shidduch, you know there are issues. So if the cousin's gonna stay after the third date, so the pshat is, if you hold that, it's not worth it. Because you hold whatever. This person has a situation. You hold it's still worth it for the family. It's worth it. It's not going to be a Guinness. You hold it's a Guinness. They go all two times. They'll say the issue. And therefore, it will be mutter to write it. But if you hold that, if they're not going to say, or then in economy, that would be it's a Guinness. And if the person's looking at you as more patrois and not patrois shachin, then economy, that's something which technically might be
an
issue.
Before they get started.
So why?
I know he's. I know he
cheats
your cousin. Or is there anything I should know? You know
they're gonna
say. You say that?
I don't think I have to say. If.
Love
Shirkov.
Ask. Is there anything I should know?
Okay. So let's fall into that. Don't go back in names. But again, shirk information. So it's hard. It's hard. You know, as but Misarach and my sons are shirk, and every single girl sounds exactly the same. Fine. Every girl's exactly the same. They just go like, you know. Not too tall, not too cool, bam. So, you know, it's all the same, like, you know, everyone's like, whatever. It's like very hard to, you know, get any information, get anything straight, figure out what's going on. It's very frustrating and time-consuming. But, yeah. Mitzalech is a bigger crisis of information, you know, that the master with Rav Aaron, the Rav Aaron used to have a coffee in the morning before for Seder, and the secretary poured it, didn't take it, poured it again, didn't take it. So after some days, like, what's going on? He goes, somebody told me to call me at the first Seder for Bessel and Bachar. I have no idea what to say. I'm so nervous. I can't even, like, he's too nervous. And he didn't know what to say. It's a very big achrayis. You know, there are people who, you know, you have one person on the resume who doesn't say good about them. And, you know, they get messed up. And therefore, you know, they can sit around and not find shidduchim. So one of my son's friends told me that his mother calls up the resume before. All the names on the resume to call up, you know. Like, yeah, hi, you know, a Bacher made Simcha Marburger? Yeah, okay, what about him? He's a good Bacher, not a good, you know, just to hear what they're going to say. But anyhow, Akapanim, so Mitzarechad, it's a bigger crisis, you can mess somebody up. Mitzarechad, people have the right to know accurate information. And, you know, like, recently, there's a divorce going on now, and whatever. Like shidduch lasts like maybe 3 weeks, and the people involved tell it was mamash the fault of the seminary teachers. They just like lied through their teeth about this girl, and the bechal was sunan again. Saying just and
it was sunan again. What happened when they were going out?
What do you say? The way we go out is total shtiyot. Saying no, it's like the Lord Hashem Devar. You don't say anything. Well, I say in America they go out 8 times. I say 9 times, whatever it was. I'm saying here they go 4 times. Like, it's come out like Chassidim, right? Chassidim just go out like once or twice and whatever. I'm saying, what? don't go out. Like, yeah, it's like Yitzchak and Rivka. It's not so far off. Like, so they go out a couple of times, like, whatever. It's not, you know, what's being Moshech, what's the whatever. It's a little bit. Yeah, it's Chayis. I mean, you're not there yet. You'll be there in a couple of years. But it's told the Chayis of the parent to make sure that everything is 100%. It's totally, it's a very big Chayis. Tremendous Chayis, tremendous time consuming. Like my son Shkeich said, everything's on your parents. You just see if you like her. But see, it's no dining this, that. If you like her, enjoy her. Yeah, fine. Not. Your parents did everything else. I'll call, whatever. I'm saying it's totally, whatever. So we go out, bet some. Now, the problem is getting information. It's very, very hard. It's like, it's extremely difficult. Like I said, you call random people, they all sound the same. All these, and they're not all the same, right? And it has a lot to do with the person talking, what type of personality they have, how much they pump things up. I mean, basically the cloud is that you only send around information to somebody like who owes you something. Any random person is it's not a waste of time. It's somebody who owes you something, somebody who you have a relationship with. They're closer to you than the other side, then you can be semich on that. Otherwise, you can't really be semich on that. Which is a big problem, because like I don't know so many people. So, no, whatever I'm saying. My wife knows nobody. She's saying all day. I can also, whatever. I stand in a corner most of my life, you know, right? I'm saying, so what's better, whatever, you know, it's challenging. Anyhow, but, how are we going to that? Yeah, so there's a caucus. When said echad, when it gets to the information, so this, well, I guess a couple different levels. There's a certain level of that, l'samen adam reyecha. Something seriously wrong with the person, you have a chiyuv to go ahead and tell the person. Like, for bad, you know, if you feel bad for the girl, whoever this guy is gonna marry, you know, whoever this guy is gonna marry, you know, whoever marries this guy, so you have a chiyuv to go ahead and say. I had a friend of mine who told me that a certain, like, a friend of his, that he got engaged, and like, he's like, oh my goodness, like, this guy's not married with her. So he's thinking of calling up the girl's side. He might say, found out the chas is gonna be 5 weeks. It's like very, very short engagement. So it's like, they got it. What's going to happen already? They got engaged, got married, and a year later they got divorced with a kid. So we said, if there's something seriously wrong with the person, there's a chiv, a samad, and rechiv, mamash, a chiv, right? So go ahead and save the person, you have to go ahead and say. Even not involved. You hear about some guy, you hold these nutcases, he's not ready to get married, you have a chiv to go outside. Now, what the get of that is, who are you to decide? That's a very good question. I get this out all the time. Like from Bachurim, I say, "Whose shir are you in?" Rabbi Vakshal. Okay, speak to Rabbi Vakshal and then call me back. And many times they speak to the Rabbi, and the Rabbi say, "No, that's not a problem. It's a Bachur problem. It's going to go away. It's not so bad." So many times, you know, a lot of times, assuming in Bachur, they have no clue what marriage is about. They don't know anything about marriage. So what makes a difference in marriage doesn't make a difference in marriage. What's important, what's not important, the clues, right? So you have to. Taka find that and then be mavar whether it's taka something which is a serious issue which can affect the marriage or not. There are plenty, in other words, like Eichmann could be out of a good marriage, right? Eichmann, right? Like the guy could be the biggest whatever in the world and could have a good marriage, right? Like, it's not steer, right? We don't find that, right? We don't find he'll get divorced, right? So a lot of dafka, you know, Jeff didn't say what the mechanics are, what the, you know, even the guy's mushtas to me, this makes mushtas in the history of the world, a lot of dafka that's going to play out in a marriage. So, you know, you'd have to... What do you say? So, you're not in a year, it's because I'm first trying to be mavar. If, like this, if I call you up at Torbi Yayetz, like I know, like I'm close to you and I'm asking you if it's a good idea and this and that, then, if it's stem around the person, not between me. So, if it's something which is a serious issue, which will affect marriage, it's vital. What that is exactly is not always so simple.
Where's the line?
What do you say?
Where's the line? A cousin calls me for information about a guy on
the IX. No, a second. We'll get that second. So, because it's a serious issue, you have the chiv to go ahead and say. Anything else, the luck is if they ask you point blank, you're allowed to answer. If it doesn't really affect so much marriage, but first comes to you're allowed to be mishtamit. You're allowed to answer, it's considered to Ellis, but you would have a right if you want to. And lav dafka, you'd have to go ahead and answer. When it comes to family, you should say everything. You're dealing with a family, a close friend, you're mamashkev, out of safe, everything exactly. People have a right to know, saying it's not, you're not helping anything by tricking people, right? Let's say the guy wants a very, let's say, So my son's about Krishna, I'm a smart girl, right? So you're not helping by tricking anything, and then like my
marriage.
What you say?
It's not gonna affect the marriage.
Maybe won't. But if the person wants it, you have a right to assume, right? That type of thing. The person wants that, it's important to the person. So then, right, if it's something which won't affect the marriage, you have a right to, can't lie, you have a right to say, don't know, not clear, whatever, saying. But the person asks a point blank question, that's definitely a te'elus, and definitely you have a right to answer any question which is point blank.
Even if it's
no shows? Like, give me an example.
He wants to know if the guy gets up for 7 o'clock traffic or 7:30 traffic.
This is very important. Okay, let me let's backtrack a second. A lot of that has to do with, like, who's on the phone, who's asking the question. Guy calls up. So, a guy calls up information. Okay, tell me about Marburg. So first say a couple good things about him. Yes, wake up, and then say, what are you looking for? Because the guy is a masmid. So the definition, if I'm asking if he's a masmid, or a Balbus asking if he's a masmid, very different definition. What they call masmid, right? His definition might be 9 to 5. My definition is very, very different. So you have to know who the person is asking, what he means, and what he's asking when he's asking that. So you have to know what, you know, a lot of times the guys say, yeah, he's a masmid, very serious, and it's like, what are you looking for? I'm looking for a guy who's going to learn 2 years and go into my business. So who cares, you know what I mean? Like, so it's not so important that he's a masmid. You just want to know if he's diligent, whatever. Okay, what's up, Seder? Says something Shmack Lumi. You want to know? Can he, whatever, you know? But so you have to. It's important to know who you're speaking to. What is Musagamar? What they're looking for? And you can answer the question. People call me up about let's say a younger man to go into some kelo. So it's different whether it's Rabbi Linzer's kelo or I won't say whatever. Because different question, different conversation, right? There's a kelo mitzi on him. So he's asking me, is he a good guy? He wants to know, is he, whatever. When a guy calls me from wherever, good guy means whatever. You know, it's a different definition. So a lot of the accuracy has a lot to do with what the person's looking for. So you should try to ask the person what is it looking for to get a little feel what we're dealing with, what we're talking about, and then from there you over there you take it.
I know people are expecting to hear good, so if you're like too honest, it sounds like
right. So like this, so two things. You have to up a little bit, right? You know the sort of language. Sometimes I tell people like, I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna tell you exactly information. And I tell the person, like, you know, everyone does whatever, so like take everything. You can do that also, you know, but a little bit. But like don't say like he's a genius when he's average, right? You can say he's smart. You know, everyone knows to knock everything down a little, somewhat. But
I just called with father asking, does he pop at the top? And honest answer was no, but he's a very big bulkish. Like, he's considered a top guy. He wanted to know if he was, like, the top of the top. I'm not sure how that's my accurate.
What yeshiva are you talking about?
What?
Where? Where's the top of the top or where?
He wanted to know if he was top of the top or bulkish.
Okay.
He wanted to know, can I tell you he was top of the top? He wasn't, in terms of where people are ranked, no, was he from the top ever yet? I can't imagine it's going to make much of an afternoon in his daughter's marriage.
I'm saying. So, right, if the person's calling up was, and if everybody's calling you up, I hear it, then you have to tell them, you know. If it's time about boss, like, man of Kamina, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. You know, but,
Think
something's your opinion. Are you think something's off? You're not sure, like, why? Well, I don't know. Like, it's not clear. You think it's certain me, though? You're like, you start saying things about you, you think, like, in fact, you're not sure. Give me a ramus if there's something might be something off. If it's something the person's gonna see, so then, let me talk. What's their personality? So, like, I guess you could see. We once had a Misa at, I was a girl, like, everyone's telling me to say, like, she's socially off. Just socially off. So, who's got the shots? Here's what Berkowitz said. Berkowitz said, like, if he doesn't chop, he's fine with it, then say that. But then, afterwards, they told him that the boy's from Australia. The shots that he thinks is how Americans are. But then, no, but then he's gonna chop afterwards. Like, she's American, like, whatever. But, like, you know, afterwards, so it's not trying to, like, he's okay with it. Like, you know, he'll cop afterwards. I think he's ready, then the Chari should say that. It's totally socially off, then the Chari should say.
It's functional. It's together. It's different things are.
Right, things are very relative, also. Things that are relative. That's why.
I assume if they're calling about a certain guy, that like they're working on the same. If they ask if he's put together,
right.
If they ask if he's with it.
All right. So what's with it mean?
So if they're looking into that guy, am I allowed to assume that they're a certain day? If the guy's bachal, not cool at all, but they want to know like is he with it? I assume they're not meaning like trendy in style. Am I allowed to assume that, or do I have to go through all that?
So I have to say yeah, and then you have to ask them exactly what they're looking for afterwards. You have to fill it out. Because things, that's a problem. It's just, I'm trying to work on that also. Like, questions are very, like, well, general, right? Like, it's like, is he with it? So that's just perception of with it and what, right? With it, like. What?
With Sugi or in the news.
What do you say?
With it, Sugi or in the news.
That's. Yeah, these things are very relative and very, very whatever. Okay, so we're gonna get quickly with names. So, yeah. So Yudah Chassid brings down that you shouldn't marry somebody who's the son-in-law is like his father-in-law, or the mother and mother-in-law. He writes, if they do it, it's not a good thing. It's a kind of ula yishtikva. If you change the name, he goes, maybe there's hope. If you go ahead and change the names, he goes, Yudah Chassid. So Yudah Chassid is very controversial. He has a bunch of savas, very interesting, fascinating, where they come from, and they're connected to Gemara, open Gemaras, and what was going on with it. There's a very big controversy in Klai Yisrael. Like then the Yudah writes that Yudah Chassid was something which Mechitesa, and it wasn't something, it wasn't meant for Klai Yisrael, it was just meant for maybe his family. And for his family, so Ruach HaKodesh, it's not Toiv for his family. But he says not something really, really meant to be like a Klai Yisrael also. Some Sefer also means it says like that. That one of them says a nusach that the Gemara says that if you marry your daughter to Amaretz, Kilo Kaisei, Ne'ari, that you shouldn't do, right? Or pass Tam Chokam to Amaretz, and he's going to go on Yafa. That people aren't Makban. If you're a Chas already, they go ahead and be Makban on. And therefore, there's a whole Slav of Klai Yisrael, which holds in the Chuvas, to say that Yudah Chassid is not something that took on the Doris, it's only for his family, and not something which was.
All of them? Aren't there some that are more acceptable?
No. So they're going across the board, all of them. The Vichayim and Chuvas, I think, as Chalik Alasim Lechas writes that it's Lena, we're not knowing any of Yudah Chassids. The only Yudah Chassids we're knowing is the names. Because that has a makar in Divrei Kabbalah, there's a makar in the Friedrich of the Kabbalah. It's himself else writes that that's some Yudah Chassid, all the ones I say, Shevim Rosh Chodesh, once you leave the house, not going back, or not taking shoes of the mace, whatever, there are hundreds and thousands of them that they're not noig. The only ones that noig is Benegei Shiduchim, that they are yes noig. So again, I'm thinking of Klai Yisrael, so it's Yesh V'Yesh. So, you know, definitely the more Haimish of Chassidish back is much more into Yudah Chassid. Straight up Litvisher. You know, or not noig. Nowadays, the world's all McChalant. And, you know, everyone's a little bit of both, take a little bit here, a little bit of there. Right, if that's where you stomp from, yeah, stomp to take on Yudah Chassid. Remember once in Pesach, somebody didn't shave Shabbos, so the Shiva asked why he didn't shave. So he said, Yudah Chassid, you know, I have Shabbos or Shchidus. He said, ah, you're Enochal? Like, so lay there, saying, I don't see why. You know, plenty. I think there are plenty of things to take on before than to take it. But by the names, it seems to be pretty. What do you say? Right. The question is whether it was Nimsa the Klai Yisrael. Right. Seder. Later. The Yudah some Seifer, they always Dafka. Whatever. If you come from there, you have to be Makrav, we call it Toykev. The Benahimish is much more. But it's time to take it on later. Let's see. Yishalaimer into the Shtukal. So, Yashav. They're the going, you know, they're into the. Right. Names really seems a little bit more like the Rechaim, some Sadek, right? Seems a little bit more Mukavan Kaiso. That, Major Moshe Chiva writes that if you don't care, mind the couple like the couple, mind like a dinner, or Moshe says, right? If you don't care about, the Mar says by Zugas, if you're not cupped, they don't start up with you. And so Tovir, if you know, if you're not cupped on it, then you don't have to worry about it. And you don't have to take on even Benegay names. Moshe himself, kid, you are married. Son-in-law, two of his sons, Moshe David, and who's the other one? So Rabbi Tamla was Moshe David. It's two names. The other one was Moshe Zosel. He's talking of the young. So Moshe Shura is Malik Olek Olek Kaptin Olay, just like by Zugas. A lot of people say it's no Sheiches. Malik Olek Kaptin is like by Zugas, by Shedim. So Shedim only start up with you if you care about them, they have a care over you. But this is like Sakana, it's not new Malik Olek Kaptin Olay. So this is a plan which many people in the English says if the names are different. You change the name, or the names are different. There's not so Moshe's approach to all these sakanas across the board. I was talking about last week. I mentioned it, right? That it's only sakanas, only mamish. What it says, so close came by this that if there's a change, so one has a different name. One's name's Moshe David, and one's Moshe, so it's a different name, so it's not a problem. So with that, what they do is they add a name to one of the sides, and then it's not going to be a problem. We add a name, Moshe writes, you have to call them by the name. Can't just like add a name and no one ever calls you by that. It has to be Taka change the name, make two names, and make the other change the second name. And with that class, most people they do is they change the name of the Master Chaim Kanievsky. That a certain shul that people being after the Saris. So Chaim said that they should be makbe not to talk during davening. So the guy said, can't be my first name, that's what Chaim said. Chaim pulled out a Mishnah Berurah, so Mishnah brings down. It's Mishnah Berurah, it's Ramah. Ramah brings down, and he talked to him, and it starts happening. So the guy said, can't be my first name, Chaim said it. So he said, it's Ramah, my Keshet to me. So the guy told him that the Kaskas said that if Yudah Chaser were written in the Sarasa Dibras, people would have listened. He's a good Zach. but I'll go find him. So nice the meaning is copy names. Nice the meaning is without copy people. Yes, Machmir. But I did change the names. So the Iker meaning is father, son-in-law, daughter, mother-in-law. There's also another Yerachas as well. The names of Bukhutanim that also is brought down. That the names of Bukhutanim shouldn't be the same. That also is pretty Mukubal. Fight if they're two names, then people go ahead and are makel. But and if it's one name, it's a little bit more kal. But there are sach the ma'aser who are machmer in these things. I guess one last thing, Benegeya, they have these mekubalim, which you go in, you give them the names, and they tell you whether it's going to be a good shidduch, not a good shidduch. Hey, you guys know about these things? What? So the ones in the mice of the stipler that they went to the stipler, they told him they went to Makubal. God, my cousin did it. He went into and I can say which Makubal wanted to move. Came to his sons and he told him not to do it. Told her not to do it. Yeah. But the ones in the mice of the stipler, the guy went to the stipler and he said went to one of the things with Kubalam and the stipler got so angry, turned red in the face, screaming, there's not a Masaira and Shekhov Chazov and and it's whatever. If you don't know what they do, I also could do it, by the way, the names things. There's a Yudah Chassid. It says, you take the names and... was it Yudah Chassid? I forgot. It was whatever. That basically, you take the names, you times it by 9, divide it by 5, and you do them. Whatever, it's a whole chesed, you do it. And it ends up being a number between 1 and 9. And 1 is to be a good shidduch, 2 is going to be whatever shidduch, 3 is in between. What did I say? I got a key, I'm pretty good, I think. The chavrusa wasn't as good. We're learning it. But it's hey, whatever. It's often a raid. It's not it's not like such a whatever. But it's not a it's nothing so what? Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's it. But it's not a Nushin Zumasaya, Tomatina, not a Nushin Zumasaya.
You're like, really?
What do you say?
You're like, really?
Yeah, Zazach. I broke us to the Galagra, right? That story? What?
To build?
No, it's building that, right? What did it come out again? He had a shy way to build on his apartment, and I was going back and forth. What did it say? It's not about even a vice of a desire or something like that, so still didn't build. but yeah, stuff because that. But basically, Tom said, okay, fine, good luck.